One of the wonderful things about this sefer is that Mechaber Nishirim is gently bringing us further and further along in this journey towards having at least the beginning of an awareness, of an understanding of Pnimius HaTorah. And there are terms that everybody has heard of and seen in the sefer here and there that are very, very scary. And one of them we're going to begin talking about, learning about tonight. But again, he introduces it. And then through the sefer, I think they have now, they call unwrapping or opening the pack. You know, they have lashonas like this now in the business world. You know.
Unpacking.
Unpacking. Right. That used to be something that just people that were working with their hands were doing, but now they call it unpacking. So he does that. So one of the words is partsuf. A partsuf means a face, of course, in Lashon HaKodesh. But in the Olam is there's something that's called partsufim, groupings of spheres. This is really here that Ari HaKadosh opened up the whole world to us. No. Not just this world, but all worlds were opened up before us through the teachings of Ari Zal. We're going to enter into this world of the partsufim, Hanhogas HaPartsufim. This is based, this and most of the shiurim here are based very much on the writings of the Ramchal and the Leshem. Occasionally, I'll bring in from some chassidus form to give that perspective. But the easiest way to begin in this limud is with the Mahalach of the Ramchal. So on page Nun Beis, on Hagas HaPratzufim, Lachash HaBianu is Inyan HaSfiris. After we spoke a little bit about the Inyan of the Spheres, we're going to go into each chapter later on. It's on each of the spheres. But just an introduction to the Inyan of the spheres. Case, novel of ours, Inyan HaPartsufim. Now we're going to begin to talk about this Inyan that's called Partsufim. V'yesh l'haktim is a Hagdama Chshuva v'yisaydis. Of course, it's important that there be Hagdama, the Kashen, the Varla, Alan, is Inyan HaPartsufim. When we speak about Partsufim, I mean, the words that are being used are from the image of a human being, from the tzur of a human being. Hashem created men, tzelem elokim, but it doesn't mean chalila, anything that's physical, and therefore it's always important to remind ourselves that yesh l'da sh'hakol hu rak moshel b'lvad, that it's not chalila, something physical. We're not talking about anything you could touch. This isn't something physical. Chas v'sholom, l'dam is d'muz guv gashm l'Hashem is baruch, when I, God forbid, to compare something physical to Hashem, sh'ay nemar lov, he's baruch, v'yidgim l'karimunah, sh'ayin lo guf, lo yisiguhu, Masigi haguf, Hashem doesn't have, it's not physical, and therefore masigi haguf, those of us, all of us are human beings, and we think in physical terms, we can't be masig who he is, what his essence is. Ela kol mashayuva laholan mash mishalim shal pratsuv muchadayim, hakol aderech moshal avers han hagis Hashem is brought for hashpa, so I think like with all the Kabbalah, the words that we're going to be seeing, that we're going to be learning, are just our mishalim to somehow, to try to help us understand the different ways that Hashem runs the world. Hashem takes care of the world. You just always have to have that hagdama. V'kach nam begam kem ezor b'tchilas ha'virabe, sh'kash rashbi, it's min ha'shamayim that we're doing this now, v'per v'lak b'aymer, that when Rabbi Shimon v'yichai his chilid rashbini na patsufim, that when Rabbi Shimon began to teach the inyan of patsufim, v'shbi etchilas kol b'nei ha'chabur b'pasuk, he made the Bnei HaChabura, the Chavraya, he made them swear, Shavua, the Pesuk, Or HaYisha Sheyaseh Pesel Amaseicha. Cursed is the person who creates some molten image or form. In other words, V'hainu Sheshbiyosam Shalayavo L'damas Chasu Shalom Dimin Shal Guf Gash Min Lashem Shbarach. The Rabbi Shimon, before he revealed the drushes of the Patsufim, he warned the Chavra, he warned them that Ora Ha'isha Shiyasa Pesel Masecha, not to make this into something physical. These are Mishalim, not to see this, God forbid, in any way that's a physical image or a physical form. And if Chas V'Shalom, you begin to think in these ways, and you begin to imagine that there's something physical here, then you're in that dangerous place of Pesel Masecha. Lovi mashu gashmi, to take something physical, uliachsel Hashem is baruch, and to attribute Hashem with something physical. Shenu nukol asagah b'tzeikat seyam achnas roev galusvetz hein soifis. We have no musak of Hashem's infinite being. So that's the Hakdama. Now, Lach Hashem Adnu Le'el. After we learned earlier, Shaseres HaSfiris, Heim Yisaydes Hanhoges Hashem HaSabach Bebriya. Those are the Yisaydes of how Hashem conducts the world. We spoke about that in the Olam, the physical world and time. Nefesh, we're going to be talking about much more in terms of the personality, emotions, the ruchnius of a person. Shabara Umanig Yisaylama Aydei Aseres HaSfiris. Hashem created the world and conducts the world using these 10 spheres. So now, Ke'es Novel of our Ech Hanhoges HaSfiris Yait Zeis Lepal Al Yidei Hanhoges Shal Chamisha Pratsuf. Now we're going to be to understand how Hashem uses the 10 spheres to conduct all the worlds through the Hanhoga of these 5 Pratsufim. She'in Yonim Hu Lahitzias HaHashpa B'Pal. That the Inyan of the Pratsufim is to bring this hashpa of the spheres, the poel, to actualize the or the light and the hashpa of the spheres. Kfishi is bar lahal midivei Ramchal, as we're going to learn more up ahead from the Ramchal. It's suras hachalukas shel aseres hasfiros zeh shehem nachlokes lechamisha pratsufim, and we're going to see now how the 10 spheres are divided into these five partsufim. This important note, look at Aleph on the bottom. Yesh lahadgis yesoid nechbad. It's important to emphasize a very big yesod. Vush hanhoges ha-partsufim noitzul ha-achar ha-shvir. This hanhog of the partsufim, this way of conducting the world through the partsufim, came into existence, Hashem brought into existence, after what's called the shvira. The Shvira, which we're going to be learning about separately, the Shvira, Shvira Zakelim, the Olam HaTohu, and the Olam of Tikkun, we're going to be talking about all of that. V'ayinu shekol hanhoges ha-pratsufim zeh totzoa Olam HaTikkun. Which Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai began to speak about. Shekol hanhoges ha-pratsufim zeh totzoa Olam HaTikkun. U'chemay shekosav agro b'sarfa d'etznei yusah, Shemuhus hamusok tikkun, who has amas hashefa luki lefi cholas, yicholas hanivroim lekabel. When we speak about tohu and tikkun, for now, again, we're going to learn later on what happened, what was that tohu and what happened, what's happening by the tikkun. But on a very, very basic level, we understand the Gra says that the world of tikkun is the hanhog of Hashem, the light of Hashem, according to the kelim that the world is able to receive, according to what we're able to absorb, to understand, and what gives us life and meaning. That's called tikkun. But the nevarim are able to be makabel. K'mo she'yesh tikkunim l'machal, the same way when it comes to preparing food, it's called being misakin the food. Sh'odem misakin also k'dei she'yeroi l'achila, because you have that there are things that Hashem made in the world that stam, the way they are, you can't eat them. They wouldn't be healthy. They wouldn't be tasty. They wouldn't be healthy. They could even hurt you. So these foods, these things require tikkun. In order they should be royal achila. Kachu inyan hatikkun about hagas Hashem Hashbara. That's why on that day Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said that until now we're talking about everything of standing chatzam, which was standing on one leg. And as all of creation was not yet ready for the or this light of tikkun, and there was until now all the drushes, all the teachings were about the world of tohu, which is really a very big difference between the Kabbalah of the Ramak and the Kabbalah of the Ari HaKadosh. The Kabbalah of the Ramak is more focused on the Olam HaTohu, and the Kabbalah of the Arizal is on the Olam HaTikkun. Mitzvah, we'll get to that. The chelik merkazi meinyan hatikun shenasu hu b'nias ha-pratsufim, and the center point of this change from tohu to tikkun is the role that the pratsufim play in moving from tohu to tikkun. B'nias ha-pratsufim shekom ha-husam zeh lahamiz ha-shefa lebruim, the tachlis of the pratsufim is that shefa, that or, that light, that life that comes from Hashem, should be in a way, but surah hanachona, v'hamiuzenes, that we should be able to receive it in a way that is muzenes, that's balanced. Lefi yicholes hanivroim lekabel, according to the ability of the nivroim to be mekabel. We spoke about this many times over the years, and it's a simple. There are different mishalim that are found in different svar, but we understand that if you could have a rebbe and the rebbe is the Rogachover, and the Rogachover comes in, he gives a shiur and yivamis, and any bacher in the shiur that thought that he knew what yivamis was before, he for sure doesn't know what yivamis is now, because the or of the Rogachover was unfiltered and impossible for the minds to understand, and it brought to a devastation. It brought to the destruction of the bachim that were in the cliff. So they, whatever they did know, is now they no longer are confident that they can understand at all. So the or of the Rabbi Shavuot can't come in such a way. So there has to be a binyan, what's called this, the binyan of Pratsufim. That's called Tahu. Even though the Rabbi Shavuot is the biggest genius in the world, such a shiur that would be given to boys would be from the world of Tahu. They don't have the kalim. It would be a shvius of kalim. They don't have the kalim to be mekabel, the or. Of what the Rabbi Chum is talking about. They came from a composition or. So that change from Tohu to Tikkun is very much dependent upon this, what we're talking about now, the binyan of Pratsufim, and how the spheres are, and how the spheres are functioning by way of these Pratsufim. Okay, back on top and on Gimel. First, we're just going to talk about the Seder and become familiar with these terms. But again, anybody that's ever learned the Svarim, not Kabbalah Svarim, Chassidish Svarim, you've seen these terms, and we're going to understand what they mean on our level. Then, throughout the Sefer, we're going to be working on the Teichen and the Oimek of what these things mean. And how all of these things affect our actual Avodas Hashem. That's the whole point of serving Hashem. It's not just ideas or concepts. It's for the tachlis of our Avodas Hashem. Yesh todas shekol partsuf mivatei hanhoga shal shiyuk kaima shalim v'moshe. That we need to understand that each partsuf is an expression of a hanhoga, describes Anhaga shall shiur koma, of an entire system, a system of Anhaga Hashem. Shiur koma means a ma'arocha, a shiur koma, a system of Anhaga Hashem. Ma'ainu sheyesh b'moshel, suras demus adam shalim shal parzov. The moshel is, the word parzov, as we said, means a face. So the moshel of the suras, or the demus of a person, the Dmus, the Tzelem Elokim, Hoklolus Aguf Shel Paratzuf, Arach Anpin, and so on. We'll talk about that in a second. V'yeshezem Hashma'uyos Amukos Ba'avonis Darche Hashem Isbarach, Hanogas Hashem Isbarach. And with these Paratzufim, we're going to have a much deeper understanding of how Kadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. V'herach V'zetuvah HaRizal, because the Ari HaKadosh spoke a lot about this, is the Inyan of Tzelem Elokim, how every part of the human form is a representation, a marshal of that shiur kaima of Hanhagas Hashem in the world. B'yisod ha'dvarim kol partsuf mevate hanhagi yisodis mesuyemes b'hanhagas habriya. Each partsuf is a manifestation of how Hashem conducts the world in a certain way, in a specific way. So let's just go through the words, the seder of the partsufim. Seder partsufim hu, partsuf arich anpin. Remember those words well. Arach Anpin, which literally means, v'hainu, ponim mu'urachos. It means long face. Arach Anpin. Anpin means face. Arach is long. Hainu ponim mu'urachos. Extended. An extended face. Arach Anpin. In this form, you'll see it as Aleph Aleph. Arach Anpin. Which is a moshul, again, we're using this language, but it means that extension that is a revelation or manifestation of Panim Mi'iros Hashem's shining face of Hatova V'chesed, of kindness, of chesed, of love. And it's an expression of Hatova be'echus bebchinas erech yomim, long days, long years. Shayomim aruchim umleim be'echus. It means a life where that is filled with tov, with chesed, with echus. Kach gam kein hatovas erech anpin zui hatova begadlus. The Echus Atzumim, tremendous, godless and Echus, Chesed and Tov, but parts of Zemishtach Bamhuso, Lisfiras Keser. And this parts of is Mishtach, is that Ma'arocha, that system of the Sphira of Keser, the Sphira of the crown. If you look in Gimel, on the bottom, Shehi Me'al HaSphiras. Truthfully, Keser is above the spheres. V'rak mishom nechshav shemaschil hishtalshlus. But from Keser, the hishtalshlus, the descent begins. V'gam hi nechshav is ka'ayin. Keser itself is considered to be ayin, nothing, something which is beyond. U'mimena spheres chachma. And from Keser would come forth the sphere of chachma. V'zamashakosuv. Chachma me ayin timotze. It says in Iyov that Chachma comes from ayin. Chachma comes from Keser. Keser is ayin. Yisbor inyan zebar chove. We're going to talk about that a lot. Bisfiras Keser. Back inside. V'lchein parts of ze, this parts of Arach Anpin, of Keser. Now we're going to talk about the difference between spheres and Patsuf. But this system of Arach Anpin, Mevate es harotzen ha'elyon v'asherashi shel ha'tova l'lo gvul is an expression, a revelation, of that divine will of ha'tova l'lo gvul, of infinite, endless love and kindness. Ha'tova without any gvul, tov without any boundaries, without any limitations, unlimited. Miparzuv zeh. And this was from this part of was the beginning of creation. Shayakula rotsuf chesed vahatava uchanemar olam chesed ibana. Creation itself is through this hashpar of this part of, because the world is created as olam chesed ibana, an act of Hashem's love and Hashem's kindness, which is boundless. And if you look at Dalit, also we see the Yeshua Partsuf Zeh, in this Partsuf of Arach Anpin, of Keser, is the Inyan of Yud Gimel Midas Arachman. Yud Gimel Midas Arachman, Shem Yud Gimel Tikune Dikna, this has to do with the Yud Gimel Tikunim of the beard. I'm not going to go into that right now, what that means. Chain yesh b'metzach, also the forehead, as a ha'orah sheyesh b'mincha b'shabbos she'atik yomim. We're going to begin mitzvah, and over the course of the sefer, we're going to understand different times of the year. Mincha and Shabbos is the time of atik yomim. There's a gilui. Vanis v'loso l'chal Hashem eis rotzen. The eis rotzen, that eis rotzen of mincha and Shabbos, which we're then going to that time, shal sudas mincha, shal sudas is called raiva deraivin. In other words, it's an extension of that Arach Anpin. It's a manifestation of that Or of Hashem's infinite love and infinite light. That's called Raiva de Raivin, which is Rotzen Haritzainis, the will of will. And Shehi Atik Yomin V'oz Uzman Raiva de Raivin. So Mincha is Atik Yomin, the Ancient of Days, and Raiva de Raivin. Again, these are all terms we're going to come to, but they're in that world of this Partsuf of Arach Anpin of Keser. Tov Gomor. Good love without boundaries. Hanhoga, now that Hanhoga has not been fully revealed yet. It was activated by creation, which was a revelation of that Tov, but the world is still filled with all kinds of misery and sorrows. And the world is filled with darkness, and there's Bechir Chavshis, and so on and so forth. So the anhag of the parts of this parzuf of Aruch Anpin hasn't been fully revealed. There are moments when it was shining. We'll see, like by Kriyas Yamsuf. Matitzak Elai Dabra Nisov Yisov. There's no meaning when that parzuf is there, is activated, then there's no meaning even of davening. There's no need to daven. That's why Chazal say over there by Kriyas Yamsuf is about Tika Talyus. Atika means it's from the ancient, it's from that which is most ancient. It's in the very beginning. It's a moment from the beginning, from the highest place, that has just for a second has come into the present. And when that happens, then everybody just steps back and it's whoa. It's just things happen. And it's not an inyan of bechira, it's not an inyan of davening, it's a different madrega. So therefore, in Hogus Parshav says, "Ikur inyana hu ba'olam hagmul v'aschar lasa lavo." If the ikur inyan of this parshav of Aruch Anpin, we haven't really seen in any kind of a consistent way. It's only going to be when Mashiach comes that it's going to be revealed in a consistent way. Now we have in Eisrots and Eitan. There are times, there are moments, but on Hogus of that parshav is going to be hu ba'olam hagmul v'aschar lasa lavo shukashet esgal on Hogus zu. That when this hanhaga is going to be fully revealed, Yisukan kol oil, there will be a tikkun for all worlds, and then we'll understand everything, why and how and what it was, and it'll be a complete tikkun. Yiskaimu hanhaga shel lasalava, and then will be the hanhaga of Mashiach and Chesam Esam and so on. But pamem sheyesh gilui, next page, he parts of zeh. But as I said a moment ago, there are times when there's a gilui, when there's a grief, cameo appearance of the or of Atik Yoman, of Atika Kadisha, of that world of Aruch Anpin, where it makes an appearance b'socha l'meinu, before Mashiach comes. Ukagon ha'idei amiris yugim amidus, but the Gemara says, the Chazal say, that Kivyoch Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that whenever if you're in trouble, say these yugim amidus. Say these, somehow, these yugim amidus is a formula that it's like when you press a password or a code, that when you say the Yugim Midas Rachmim, so when you press those words, you say those words, that code unleashes an R that comes from that place. That's why the whole davening of Yimei HaRotzen, especially when you get the Nidla Tai, Hashem Hashem Kerachim, over and over again, Hashem Hashem Kerachim Bacham. Kugon Aide Amiris Yugim Midas, Shemachmas Amirosam, Onamo Oirimis Han Hoge Hel Yoyen. That it was revealed to us, Hashem revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu to teach us these Yudgim Amidas, and that when we say these Yudgim Amidas, of course with the proper Kavana, when we say these Yudgim Amidas, that's the password to get into that world of Aruch Anpin, of that part of Aruch Anpin. And when that happens, then it reveals that Midah of Kichanun Ani, which means, even though we've done all kinds of terrible things, and we have no justification, and there's no rationale for allowing us to go on with this nonsense. Still, afapichen, there's something that's deeper than all of this, the whole sugi of bechira and toiv and ra and or and chayshir. There's something higher than that. That's the rotzen that's called in the Ramchal. The Nagas Hayichud, I'll mention it. We'll see it in a minute. It's not Nagas Hayichud. Sometimes we'll see that, like the world looks like it's getting off course, and then there'll be like a blast of that, like when. What happened with Yehuda and with Tamar. And there are different times that we can see in history that there was a sudden interruption and the author paid a visit in a very, very obvious way. That suddenly man's Bechira was suspended because everything was just in that place of Atika Kaddish, of that Atik Yoyman, of that ancient higher Hanhaga. And then the world just sat back and said, okay, it was like an autopilot and it just went in a certain way. Because we can't take the world off course. All of our actions, even though our actions affect everything in the universe, we can't change Hashem's plan and creation. So there are times when there's a hisoris of that or. It comes from that place of that parzuf of Aruch Hanpin, which can't be explained. Like when we're talking about emotions, in emotions that has to do with Tanug, with Oinig, but you can't explain why is it that that this person has a pleasure from this relationship, which another person says, I can't stand that person. And for Reuven, this is the love of his life, and for Shimon, he was a Megarisha, and he was the happiest day of his life to get rid of him. And can you explain such a thing? This is his love, and this is his sorrow. I can't explain such a thing. There are certain, it has to do with Tanig, with Ratzin. It's ain't Tam LeRatzin. Something which we can't understand. And when that happens, it's not any, how do you explain it? Why is that? Why is it that he likes her and he doesn't like her? What is that? What's the Indian of you? It's not something which you can understand. Tanig, Ratzin, something else. So the Akasha, by Kriyas Yamsu, the Malachim had a taina, you remember? The Malachim had a taina. What do they say? Halalu, halalu. A taina. What makes them different than the Egyptians? They're also. So it's a taina. When that happened, when it was by Kriyas Yamsu, it's not that, it's a taina. It's a taina on a regular day. It's a taina. Why should it? It's not fair. It's not fair. A taina. By Kriyas Yamsu, it's not the Indians. Hashem Yilachim Lachem Vatem Tacharishon. It's something else. Something else happened there. It's not an Indian of explaining and why. And this one says the Egyptians are they're going under the water. They're saying it's not fair. It's not fair. It's not an Indian of what's fair. What's you agree with? You don't agree with? I have to prove myself. I have to prove myself. It's not an Indian like that. It's something else. The Chemikis Yamsuf Shama. What are you screaming? What are you davening? Now, normally davening is it's our avoda to be moira. So normally davening is the proper response to being in an ace sorrow. If you remember, Bezash Kadosh Baruch Hu L'Moishe Shai Yeshua Tluy Ban Hagis Kesa. A lot of printing mistakes. So the Rosh Hashanah says to Moshe Rabbeinu that this Yeshua is about Atika Talia. Atika means ancient. It's ancient. It comes from that parts of Aruch Hanpin, and just tell them to keep on traveling. It's going to be okay. Just go. Don't ask any kashas. Don't daven. Don't do anything. Just for it. Go. That's all. It's Kesser. It goes back to the whole Bria, but the Rosh Hashanah has a cheshbon or something. In that hanhaga, which the Ramchal used that term, hanhagas hamishkan, we've spoken about that over the years. It's really in Das Tunis has that whole discussion, but in other places as well. So, hanhagas hamishkan means mida keneged mida. If you're good, it'll be good. If you're bad, it's not good. Hanhagas hamishkan, all the halachas, the dinim, tov and ra, right and wrong, fair, unfair, and so on. All of those lishainis are part of the world that's called Hanhagas HaMishpat, of the lower spheres, of how Kadosh Baruch Hu generally conducts this world. And it's important. And we have to be good boys and good girls to do what we're supposed to do. According to Hanhagas HaMishpat, according to Hanhagas HaMishpat, in other words, according to the rules and regulations of creation, the Egyptian, or those angels, had a taina. Like, why should the Jews go through and the Egyptians drown? According to Hanhagas HaMishpat, there's a time. Came Shalolo, I've never deserved, I don't know if they would deserve. The idol worshippers, no idol worshippers. Have a Banhagas HaKeser, but by Yamsuf, by Kriyas Yamsuf, was something else. Something else. All of the Avodah now is that we're going through from Pesach, all this time, to Sfiras Simon, and to come to Shavuos, is to come to that. Kesa Yidlucha of Shuas morning. To understand all the avodas to come to a gilui of that thinking of the Kesa, the crowns, and Shemiyat Seres, Kesa. All the avodas of Elul, Roshonim, Kippur, Slichas, everything is to come to Kesa Yidlucha by Shemiyat Seres. The whole avoda is to be Megala, to be Ma'ir, that Mida of Aruch Hanpin. Avon Hanhagas HaKesa, Yev Shalem Liskois, Lachain Aide Tfila Lahayim Moil. If for Tfila, davening wasn't the Indian over there. Because the point on Hog is their anpin. Zion Aleph is their anpin. We'll get to that in a second. Because the anhaga of tefillas, tefillah davening is part of the world of Zeir Anpin. I mean, it's not the extended long face, but Zeir Anpin, which means the small face. Small face means how Kadosh Baruch Hu conducts the world, be'ikr, which is with the spheres of Chesed, Gvur, Tiferes, Netzach, Hayit, Yisrael. That's how Hashem conducts the world. That's the place of davening. According to Hanhag Zamishpat, the angels are right that we didn't have a schos. We're not zoich to have special preferential treatment. Therefore, there had to be his iris of the midah of keser, which transcends our behavior. It's higher than our behavior. It's okay. V'zayi dey midas habitochen. And what was that which is ma'oirer, the midah of the infinite love of Keser of Aruch Hanpin? The inyan was not to talk and not to krach and not to cry. The inyan was to go into the water with a bitachon, with a trust and a faith that's beyond the limitations of anything that's rational, anything that makes sense, which is what we did. So then, Menachem ben Aminyadov, when he broke through that, when he went into the water, so then there was that hisor, and we followed. There was that was what was necessary, and it was a hisoris of that nakuda of Aruch Hanpin. That it unleashed that aura of our Hanpin. Because again, a human being doing such a thing is not coming from anything that makes sense. It's not coming from anything that's rational. It's coming from a rutzen of a part of him, of who he is, and who we are as a people that we've demonstrated millions of times over history. That is higher than anything that makes sense or that follows any rules and regulations. And more about how this works, we're going to be learning about in the sixth Maimer coming up when we talk about the sphere of Keser. So that's the first part. So if it's called Aruch Hanpin, Atik Yoimin, these are all different in the Hanhaga of Aruch Hanpin, they're like subdivisions. We'll get to that Mitzvah later. Beis. The second part of it is called Abba. That's easy to remember. Abba. Mishtarach the sphere is Chachma. Now again, we're not talking about what's the difference between Chachma, the sphere of Chachma, and the parts of Abba. That's what we're going to get to. But the second parts of the second construct, or the second coma, the second system of the spheres, is called Abba, Father. And that's Chachma. But parts of Zemavate Hashpol Lo Gvul Berachim Gedoilim Kamei Av Liyilodav. And this parts of also is the continuation of this bitui expression of Hashpar without gevul, birachimim gedolim, with tremendous, tremendous compassion, rachim gedolim, kama'ov li'yaladav, like a father to his children. Avmikomokom ein ze rachimim b'li gevul. However, it is not rachimim b'li gevul. It's not b'li gevul. It's not without bounds. It's not b'li gevul. Kamashiyesh b'chatz of Arachantin, again, we'll talk about this when we get to Keson Chachim. It's not b'li gevul. That's why from Chachma there can already be the possibility of Bina, and as we'll see in a second, which is Ima, where there's already Dinim are, it's not Din, but Dinim are able to be Mis'ir from that place, already of Ima. Hanhagas parts of Zeshayach is the Gilui Achelik Aruchani V'anala Sheyesh Barlam. All the highest Koch of Ruchnius in this world that a person is able to work on and to connect to, all of that comes from this parts of Chachma. We can go on to Shabbos, he's giving me parts of Abba, on to Musaf, Shayyam HaShabbos. Again, when you look in the Siddur of the Ari HaKadosh, in the Siddur of the Rosh Hashanah, it tells you what, where in the davening, what places and so on, but we're not going into that now. Different Yom Tovim and different parts of davening that where there's a special connection or access, we have special access to that parts of Abba, of Chachma. There's a Purim. I mean, we'll talk more about when we get to to that to Chachma. This is the avoda of bittul, of a person being mevatel himself to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Chachma is Chachma, surrendering oneself to Hashem is Baruch bittul, humility, and so on. Gimel, the third parsof is called Ima, or Mishtach Lesfir's Bina. As Bina Yaseira, that a woman has Bina Yaseira, this feminine quality is called Ima, Bina, or parts of Zemavati Asahashpa, Shal Rachmim, Shal Aim Li Yiladeha. This is an expression, or this is in this world, this is expressed through the Rachmim, the compassion of a mother to the children, which is not the same as a father. And we're not going into anything that's silly about men and women. We're talking about something much higher in the Sherish of creation. But the Pasuk says, Kirachem of Albanim. It doesn't say Kirachem Ima, or Aim. The highest level of Rachim is Kirachem of Albanim. Is with a mother, it says, Kisha She'imo Tenachamenu. That's something else. Nechama is from the mother. But Rachim, the highest Madrega of Rachim is called Abba. The mother is the Iker Inyan of the mother is Nechama. It's a Midah of Rachim, but it's not the same. It's very, very, very great. It's also the yachas, that relationship between Abba and Ima, is that the Ima receives from Abba, Bina, Ima, the mother receives the seed from the father, and Bina receives its or from Chachma. That's why the kilkulim that are taking place right now with this confusion between Zoch and the Keva are from a very, very, very high thing. There are birum that are taking place now, mamish from the time of creation. The birum of this confusion with genders and the Abba and Ima and the role of a father and mother. To us, it just looks like a lot of narishkeit, all kinds of bilbulim, stam bilbulim. But the pnimius is coming from a very, very, very remarkable place. What's going on in the world before Mashiach comes? This confusion of Zoch and the Keva and Abba and Ima, what's happening? It's not a silly thing. The bituim of it in the world are absurd and dangerous and so on and so forth. But where it comes from and why is it happening before Mashiach comes is a very big sugya. The bilbulim of Abba and Ima and Hashpa and Kabbalah and so on. Hanhagas parts of Abba v'Ima kosev hagra b'safin l'tznayis v'shein yonim sh'ein mashpim eschelik haruchnias shakol ha'ilmas. All the ruchnias that in the world, in all worlds, all the ruchnias that hashpah comes by way of Abba and Ima. Of Abba and Ima, of Chochmah and Bina. The Tanya, of course, at the very beginning, speaks about this in terms of the emotions and the intellect and so on. And how it works within each person. That's what Chassidus is more focused on the individual person. But that's what the Gra is talking about. The hashpah of all ruchnias kol olamos va'idei shehem mizgalim yesh ilui bezikuch l'makom na'al yoyser, and that through this avod in ruchnias in the world, there's an ilui, there's an aliyah, there's a zikuch that reaches the highest place, even higher than Chochma Bina. We'll talk much more about that. Parts of Bina hanagasa mizgalim b'shabbos of Yom Kippurim. This parts of Bina, the anhaga of Bina, is mizgala particularly, not only, but particularly on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, she'elu yom shaha'ilam mizdakech yoser. Because on those days of Shabbos and Yom Kippur, there's an aliyah that the world is somehow brought higher. It ascends to a higher place, and it's sort of toveling in that world that is higher than this world. And we'll talk about that in the Shemur. Dalet. The fourth parsuf is the parsuf that's called Zer Anpin, or Zayin Aleph. Zer Anpin. Small face. V'kailo b'soyche eskol havav sviris. This is a binyan, a building, a structure, a system that consists of the six spheres of Chesed, Gemut, Tevet, Netzachayit, and Yisayit. Zer Mashon Ekerim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you'll see that in this form is being called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes it will say Teferis. Or it'll say HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'shem yichu kutshibrichu hu shchintei. Shchintei is Malchus. Kutshibrichu means chesed, gevurah, tiferes, netzach, chayit, yisayit. That's Zayin Aleph. That's Zer Anpin. The Nikra Zer Anpin, mishum sheklapei parts of Arach Anpin, Yesh bo pachas rachim v'atov. Compared, it's called small face, because compared to arachampin, the tov and the chesed and the rachim is reduced, is smaller. Because with this part of the six spheres, that's an hagas hamishpat. That's midah kenegin midah. If you're good, it's good. If you're bad, it's bad. In other words, that's the hanaga of generally how Hashem runs the world and how we see the world being run, how things go. How Hashem conducts this physical world. Well, parts of arachan bin hanhagi al yoyne. Arachan bin hanhagi al yoyne. So you see, like with David HaMelech and how Mashiach came to the world. Nothing that follows any. And nobody else could get away with the stuff that Malchus based David and Yehuda, what they were doing, different in Yonim, what happened with Rus, what happened with Basheva, what happened in Stam and Amar, all sorts of strange things. But with Yosef HaTzadik, everything was Anhagas HaMishpat. Yosef HaTzadik is Anhagas HaMishpat, and David HaMelech is Anhagas HaYich or something, beyond this world. Then you have Kesar, the crown, which is David HaMelech. The crown is David HaMelech. Yosef HaTzadik is Anhagas of Yisov, meaning of Zer Anpin, and Yosef HaTzadik, Mashiach ben Yosef, is Anhagas that we see with the Ikkus on Hagas HaMishpat, and by Yosef HaTzadik is Vayetzai, Vayonis, Vayetzai Chutza. Yehuda did run away. Yehuda was together with Tamar. Yehuda was together with Tamar. That wouldn't be any yeshiva bachur do that, they would throw him out. What happened with Yehuda? But then Dovid HaMelech has all kinds of ma'isim going on with Dovid HaMelech. And Yehuda, Yosef HaTzadik is Vayonis, Vayetzai. Yosef HaTzadik is on Hagas HaMishpat. It's Shulchan Aruch. But the Giluim of David HaMelech and Malchus based David and Yehuda from that place of Keser. The Baruch Shalom's Inyan that he's doing in the world that we can't understand. The Toiv in a way that's great and we enjoy, and a lot of times it's not so developing. We don't enjoy. But it's coming from that place. Aval parts of Arachant ben Hanhoge El Yayne Shehi Hanhoges HaYichud Yimal Kol Sidri Hanhoges Chav Einish. That's higher. And all the whole seder of Schar V'Oynesh, of Hanhagas HaMishpat, that's already Hanhagas HaYichud. We have to, we're going to be waiting for us, so we can daven Marv, and we'll finish up with the Parshuf that's called Nukva. Nukva is Malchus, and then we'll talk a little bit about the difference between the spheres and the Parshuf.